शांति, ओम शांति। All those who are standing are requested to sit. Let us prepare an elevated stage in order to meet Bab Dada. Are you ready to meet Bab Dada? Raise your hands. We will specially do three things. Let us concentrate mind and intellect completely. From now onwards until Bab Dada leaves, we shall stay completely yogyukt. And thirdly, stabilize in intoxication, divine intoxication. Let us start. No one is as fortunate as I am. Give yourself this good feeling. No one is as fortunate as I am, because God Himself is coming to meet me. The bestower of blessings, the bestower of fortune is coming to meet me. He is coming to decorate me. He is coming to fill power in me. We have been thirsty of meeting Him for many ages. We wanted to meet God for many births. Now such God is coming to give love and to give the feeling of belongingness. We will stabilize in this good feeling for 2 minutes. Create thoughts. No one is as fortunate as I am in the all 4 ages. The Son of Knowledge Himself is coming to meet me, leaving His own home, Paramdham. See, in Paramdham, the Sun of Knowledge is there, the great light. Colorful rays of His powers are being spread all around. Stabilize the mind and intellect on Him. The Son of Knowledge is coming down to meet me. He is leaving Paramdham. Visualize and see this. The great light is coming down. He is coming down slowly. And He is in front of me. The Sun of Knowledge, the Almighty Authority, is in front of me. See in front.
सामने से उनकी रंग बिरंगी किरणें
colorful rays are falling on me.
ओम शांति।
एक बहुत सुंदर चिंतन सभी स्वयं से करेंगे।
यू विल थिंक ब्यूटिफुल, यू विल क्रिएट ब्यूटिफुल थॉट्स नाउ।
हम सभी भाग्यवान आत्माओं को
आफ्टर वन स्काइपर
सौभाग्य मिला है।
ऑल ऑफ अस हैव गॉट द सुप्रीम फॉर्च्यून दैट the bestower of fortune is coming to give us elevated fortune. What do you have to think sitting here? The value, how are we spending the valuable moments of the conflict age? Look within yourself. We were waiting for this. Are these moments, are these days spent in confusion and conflicts? The time of creating the fortune, is those moments, are those moments being spent waste? How are we spending these valuable moments? Are we experiencing happiness of meeting with God? Are we spending under the canopy of God? Or are we experiencing deep love of God? We are intellectual children of Baba. We are wise children of Baba. Those who have recognized God who has come down here, no one is as wise as those children who have recognized God. The wise person is the one who completely takes benefit of these moments, who knows the value of time now and fill the self with godly attainments. Only alaukik attainments, spiritual attainments are the ones we need to attain. We have to do what we wanted to do. We have to do those things that will stay with us for 5,000 years. We should not do things which are not of a jnani soul. Are we doing the things that we can do? Whatever we can do, we should do that, so that the coming time, during the coming time, we should not think that, oh, we could have done that, we didn't do it. Most important thing is we have to go towards our elevated aim. Maybe it's laukik or alaukik. Those who walk towards their aim will become elevated.
काम क्रोध मद लो। آج ہیں سب محتاج یوگ لگا کر پاپ مٹا لے سورگ سجا لے تو آج کام کرودھ مد لوبھ موہ وش آج ہیں سب محتاج یوگ لگا کر پاپ مٹا لے سورگ سجا لے تو آج
चिंतन के साथ अब हम एक सूक्ष्म चिंतन की ओर चलेंगे और अभ्यास करेंगे.
Let us go towards the subtle thinking and let us practice that. We have to take our life towards completion.
अपना जीवन, अपनी वृत्तियां, अपनी भावनाएं इतनी श्रेष्ठ बनानी है.
We have to make our thinking, our attitude, our feelings so elevated. So that people will recognize, looking at us, recognize Baba, looking at us, through our drishti, all their mind and consciousness become peaceful.
This
will be a great service. Those who fill themselves with all spiritual attainments, from them people will experience these things. The coming time will be of yogis. The coming time will be of those who have filled themselves with complete purity. The coming time will respect those who have filled themselves with all attainments through yoga. We are the children of God. You could say this is a small thing. A child of a lion is always a lion. If you have seen a child of a lion, their walking is like lion, their roaring, their opening the mouth, they have the power of a lion and they have courage of a lion. Don't forget that we are the children of God.
उसकी संपूर्ण शक्तियां हमारे अंदर विद्यमान हैं.
All his powers and virtues are within each of us. He is the bestower of happiness. We are also the bestower of happiness. That sanskar is within us. If he is the ocean of purity, even that purity is also within us. We all know all the powers and virtues. Maybe in traces, all the powers and virtues are within us. All of them have just buried within us. The layers, many layers are above them. So we have to remove those layers. All the virtues and powers are within us, but only the degree, the intensity is reduced now. First of all, feel within your subconscious mind that we are the children of God. His powers, His virtues, His purity is within us. For 1 minute we will practice. We are see in the middle of the forehead the sparkling light and the sparkling diamond seated in the heart of the middle of the forehead. The divine light is being spread all over.
I
am the master of this body. Before going on the path of soul consciousness, for all the old or the new BK brothers and sisters, for all of them I would give some tips. Those who are sitting here for the first time to meet Baba, that is your hand. This will be useful, this practice will be useful for everyone. Some things of this knowledge is such, we know in an easy form, but just practice is needed. I, the soul, is the master. The master of the mind and the intellect, the master of this body, the master of my organs, master of the nature, and also the master of time. All these things will accept our orders.
कि हम स्वमान की सीट पर बैठकर इन सभी को ऑर्डर दें.
We have to be seated on the seat of self-respect and then give order to these organs. And the master of the mind and intellect, the sanskar, also come. They are ready to follow my orders. They are ready to follow my orders. and even my organs, the five elements and the time. You are the creator of time. Time is your creation. All of them will follow our order. Start practicing this every day in your life. I'm complete with light. When God's vision fell on this world, who are the souls who would be cooperative in my task? Everyone's desires were different, and he selected few souls. All of us who are sitting here, our sparkle of the soul is very powerful. There are different bulbs, 25 watts and 50 watts, 100 watts. We are all powerful. Accept this and give order. I, the soul, who is the Master Almighty Authority, is seated on the throne of the forehead. I am a self-sovereign soul. Oh, my mind become peaceful. Create elevated thoughts. Oh, my intellect get concentrated, give vibrations to the entire body. Whole time, pay attention to all these things. Whole time, I am your master. Be cooperative, become friendly with me, become my true friend. Help me to reach my destination. All of them will follow my orders. I am the master of the five elements. Those souls who experience themselves to be detached from this body, who experience bodiless stage, will become the masters of the body. Those who become the masters of the body will become the masters of the entire nature, that is five elements. Look within yourself. A sparkling jewel is in the middle of the forehead. I am very, very powerful. My light is immense. Elevated soul. Master Almighty Authority. Seated on the throne of forehead. Become a king. I am the master of mind and intellect. Give this good feeling for yourself. I am the master. The mind and intellect has to follow my directions. Oh, my mind, become completely peaceful. Be happy.
मेरी बुद्धि
हो माय इंटेलेक्ट स्टेबलाइज
स्वच्छ हो जाओ
बिकम प्योर क्लियर
जो तुमने आज तक कोई भी निगेटिविटी या गंदगी अपने अंदर भरी है
Whatever dirt is filled, remove all the dirt and become completely clean. Do not accept any dirt within you. Order this to your intellect, whole mind and intellect. Both of you are my good friends. You are my true friends. Speak to the time, whole time. I am your master. I am ordering you. Become cooperative with me. Give cooperation in helping me to take me to the to my destination. I, the sparkling light, am the master of this body. I'm the master of my organs. I am supremely pure. The pure white rays which are emerging from me are being spread in my head. And gradually it's been spread throughout my body. All my organs are becoming cool. We have to become completely soul conscious. Recently in the Murli, Baba has told, whilst practicing to become, go beyond the body, you will go back home. Along with becoming bodiless, we have to become soul conscious as well. To become bodiless is a practice, soul consciousness is a stage. When the soul experiences all the qualities, then that is soul conscious stage. How are we going to practice soul conscious stage? Let us practice this. I am a soul. I am an embodiment of knowledge. Talk to yourself. It's not just you're saying that I am an embodiment of knowledge, embodiment of love. Is my consciousness being lit with the knowledge? Is all my old sanskars being erased? Is my life becoming full of knowledge? Is it that knowledge is saying something and we are doing something else? We have to become the embodiment of knowledge. We have to become light. We have to become filled with the supreme light.
हमारे मन की भटकन समाप्त हो गई है
by receiving this knowledge, my stumbling has stopped. Even after receiving true knowledge, if my mind is not becoming peaceful, if I'm still stumbling, that means I don't have the power of knowledge. Secondly, in the yoga we say, I, the soul, is an embodiment of peace. Just accept this. Accept all the seven qualities of the soul. I, the soul, is peaceful. Peace is my nature. I cannot become peaceless any time. There is no such power in the world which can snatch away my peace. The power of peace is always with me. Peace is my nature. Anger is not my nature. When you get up in the morning, you create these thoughts with acceptance. Again, let's go towards the beautiful soul-conscious feeling. Look at your sparkling form. I'm a completely bright soul, is an embodiment of peace. Accept this. Merge that in your subconscious mind. Peace is my nature. Anger is not my nature. From me, peace is being spread in all directions. I am a peaceful soul. My consciousness is peaceful. Deep silence.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Main sukh swarup hoon.
I am an embodiment of happiness.
Sukhi reh.
It is very important. To be happy is my nature. I want to give this thought to all the elevated effort makers. During the coming times, we have to liberate everyone from sorrow. The sorrow will increase in the world. Only we, Baba's children, the deities, the elevated souls, are the ones who would liberate the world from sorrow. We have to remove the sorrow from everyone through our powerful vibrations. Spiritual happiness will become the power and free others from sorrow. I am an embodiment of happiness. I'm completely happy. It's my nature. Never think that you are sad. Those who are here for the first time, they should pay attention as soon as you wake up in the morning, create these thoughts: I, the child of the ocean of happiness, is full of happiness. I have the sanskars of giving happiness to others. Let there be no waves of sorrow in the mind. Those who are for the long time free from sorrow, those would be the bestower of happiness to others. We should not become sensitive and not accept the sorrow given by others. Challenge this. No one can snatch away my happiness from me. And remember this. You receive lot of happiness during Amrit Vela. You receive lot of happiness during Murli time. You experience happiness by giving knowledge to others. Those who give happiness to others experience lot of happiness. Through these four methods, you can increase the treasure store of happiness within you. Except this, we are all completely happy. Who else can become more happy than me, who is the one who, the Father is the ocean of happiness. We have to create this aim. We will become the bestowers of happiness. And the next, I am an embodiment of love. These things are very big. My nature is to give love to others. It's not the desires, no expectations. We are the bestowers of love. Expecting love from others is like trying to take water from an empty pot. Whatever you want to take from other people, they don't have at all. Don't try to take something from the empty pot. We have to bestow. We are the embodiment of love. We are not the embodiment of hatredness. Accept this. When there are insects in the grains, they will eat away from within, and from outside it's beautiful. So hatredness is like those insects which will eat away our happiness and peace. We should not have the feeling of giving sorrow to others. Love is my nature. When we came to the yajna, many people used to come, new ones used to come and say, your ashram is the temple of love. Such temple, pure temple of pure love, we haven't seen anywhere. Before 35 years, one psychology professor came to us. In psychology, it said, those who follow celibacy, there would be lot of strain and stress on the face. He won't be happy. They had believed in the psychology. He came to Pandav Bhavan and stayed there for 3 days. He said all the people smiling faces. Then he said, celibacy is a bliss. It is not difficult. It is not difficult tapasya. He himself told, I had thought something else. And when I saw here the smiling faces, the flowers, like flowers, then the whatever the psychology is saying is false. I, the soul, is completely pure. Accept this. Don't think that, okay, until the destruction happens, I will become completely pure. I don't know till when we should become pure. This is a weak thought. Purity is my embodiment, is my nature. Purity is the life's biggest enjoyment. Our light of purity purifies the five elements. It gives power to the religion. It will remove the sorrow of the people. I always say this to our doctor, brothers and sisters. In the future, the medicines will fail and we will not receive those medicines. Purity will become the healing power. If you give the pure vision, they will become free from disease. I, the soul, is supremely pure. I am completely conqueror of Maya. Practice this every day in the morning. Sit on your throne. I, the sparkling diamond, is seated on the throne of forehead. I am supremely pure. I am the angel of purity. I am the conqueror of Maya, victorious over Maya. Purity is my real nature. Shiv Baba likes purity the most. By imbibing the power of purity, I should completely be cooperative in godly task, godly service. I am the angel of purity. The rays of purity is being spread from me in all four directions. In Paramdham, the ocean of purity is residing, and stabilize your intellect on him. His rays of purity in the form of fountain are coming to me. I, the soul, is an embodiment of all powers and also the embodiment of bliss. bliss is the highest level.
Sundar chintan karte karte khushi ko continuous rakhte rakhte
while churning the knowledge continuously, while experiencing happiness completely, we will experience the ultimate stage of supreme bliss. While taking birth and rebirth, all of our souls have forgotten our powers. It is such a big mistake. Baba reminds us again and again. It's not only that he reminds us, he says, all my powers are with you. In the scriptures, Shiva gave everything to Arjuna. Vishnu, Shankar, Mahadev, everyone gave their powers to one or the other and said, you are complete with all powers and master almighty authority. On the basis of these powers, you have to become victorious over Maya. Remember this, I, the soul, is complete with all attainments. I have the power to become victorious over Maya. I am more powerful than Maya. I am more powerful than the situations and problems. Give this feeling to yourself. I'm not ordinary. I'm not weak. I'm not the one who would live in fear. I'm complete with all powers. The Almighty, Master Almighty Authority. Practice in this way that you become complete with all powers and those powers will spread into the world. Sit on the throne of the forehead and stabilize in the form of a point of energy, most powerful. I am spreading the red rays of powers. Only powers and powers all around. I am more powerful than Maya. I have a powerful aura around me. I am more powerful than the problems. Accept this. Sir, Almighty Authority, the Great Light, Shiv Baba, is seated in Paramdham, the Sun of Knowledge. His rays of powers are coming down. Beautiful, colorful fountain of all powers are falling on me.
Om Shanti.
By practicing in this way, our powers will activate, will awaken, and the powers will start to work. This is the easy method. If you want the power to tolerate, wake up in the morning and practice. I am Master Almighty Authority. I have complete power of tolerance. If you want the power to decide, in the morning wake up and create this thought 7 times. I am Master Almighty Authority. My power of decision is perfect. In the same way, if you want the power of power to face, I am Master Almighty Authority. I have more power than the situations and problems. I have the power to finish away all obstacles and problems. Baba is coming amidst us. It is such a beautiful thing in the history of the Yajna. We will sit with God for 2 hours. Look at your fortune and smile. Such a fortune cannot be of any others. We wanted to meet God for many births, and He would be in front of us for 2 hours. Those who are sitting here for the first time, don't doubt that, oh, is it really Baba that's coming or somebody else? When Baba was in the Sakar form, again and again he used to say, children, I was the same, I was the same whom you had been looking for, searching for. Today everyone will experience complete happiness, complete bliss in this meeting. Never bring negative thought or waste thought in your mind. That can bring the happiness down. Never have the question why, what. Everyone's mind is stabilized. Everyone is in intoxication. Create a thought. Who is coming to meet whom? One who is coming to meet is the highest on high. And the one with whom he is coming to meet, they are the selected few. They are the jewels, Master, Almighty Authorities, who have been worshipped in the temples. Who are we? The priests would say, all our deities have gone to Shantivan. Who is coming to meet whom? The one who is the world benefactor is coming to meet his benefactor children. Have this intoxication. Fill yourself with these beautiful thoughts. Who is sitting in front of me? These eyes were thirsty for looking at God. Today He will be there with us for 2 hours. When Baba comes, Almighty Authority, the great light would be in front of us. We have the divine intellect, divine third eye to look at Baba. Let the method be clear. Dadiji will come amidst us. bhog would be offered, the song will be played, Dadiji will go in trance, and then Bab Dada will come in Dadi's body. Bhog will be offered, and we will invoke Baba with great love. Oh God, my friend, we, your children, are invoking you. Come soon. We are waiting to see you. Come soon. And you can see the great light would be coming down, spreading his light. The song would be played, and as soon as Baba comes, the lights would be, white lights would be on, at that time God's vibration would spread in all four directions. All of you will sit in this gathering in such a way that I am alone. Completely be merged in Baba's love. There's no one other than me. In front of me, God is sitting. In the front, He is sitting whom we have been looking for, who loves us most, creates such beautiful thoughts in your mind. Baba will give drishti. All our drishtis will stabilize on Baba's drishti. And we will try to absorb Baba's vibrations within us. You can offer your weaknesses to Baba with true heart. Baba likes this a lot. From today onwards, my life will be like this. Baba's murli, Baba will speak the murli. See how Baba gives so much of love. How his vibrations work. How so much pure feelings he has for those elevated souls. Everyone will sit with this good feeling. In simple language, I would say, God renouncing his consciousness of being a God comes to meet his family. You can just observe how Baba would speak the murli. God is telling me something. He is saying me something. I, the soul, is sitting in this body, and Shiv Baba is sitting in the body of Dadi. And then after the murli, the flag will be hoisted. We will see how God hoists his own flag.
भारत में विशेष और संसार में हर घर पर झंडा लहराएगा.
Such a time will come when every house will be hoisted with Baba's flag.
करना है कि हर दिल पर बाबा के प्यार का झंडा लहराना.
We have to do such service that in each one's heart Baba's flag should be hoisted. Have good wishes for yourself. Make this meeting a memorial. We will do yoga with beautiful feelings. God Himself is coming to meet me. His rays of all powers are falling on me. Have this good feeling and have this practice. I am Master Almighty Authority. am sitting below the rays of Almighty Authority.
जाना है हमें अपने परम धाम।